Another star of Guitars of Stars, Aaron Watson, Pontiac. Today's Best Country is Froggy 101. I'm joined with Mr. Aaron Watson. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's good to be here.
I'll tell you what, this song has been, this is no lie, this isn't me blowing smoke, has been in my head for 2 weeks.
Dude, thank you, brother.
2 weeks. I can't get song out of my, I'm building a shed in my backyard and all I'm doing is singing this song. It's not driving me crazy because it's a great song. It reminds me, now let me see if I can kind of get in the head.
All right.
Clint Black is what it reminds me of.
Oh, I like some Clint Black.
That's what it kind of reminds me of. It's like an old Clint Black song.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting song. You know, it's based on a true story.
Okay.
You know, I was pretty young, maybe like 4 or 5, and my mom and dad got into a little knockdown, drag out argument, right? And I remember mom was upset. She slammed the door and left. And I was, of course, in my bedroom was the converted single car garage.
Sure.
And so when mom fired up the car and kind of peeled out of the driveway pissed, I remember it really bothered me. And I'm sure, you know, my mom is a sweetheart and a little church lady. I'm sure she just drove down the street to my Aunt B's house.
Right.
Because I have an Aunt B. I'm sure she just went down there and had a Diet Coke and cooled off.
Right.
But when mom came back home that night, you know, which was probably 30 minutes later, but she came in my room to check on me, and I asked her what happened. And she said, well, she said, your father and I had an argument.
Right.
She goes, and I'm going to tell you, right now, I do not like your daddy. She said, but I love him with all my heart.
That's great.
Yeah. And so
what a great way to, like, you know, talk about a good mom, a great way to be honest, but like very gentle with.
Yeah.
It.
You know, I didn't realize really what she was saying.
Sure.
Till years later. And I got married and I'm like, okay,
it makes sense now.
This makes a lot of sense. But my mom's always been like that. And so it was fun to, you know, my grandmother drove a Pontiac. And my mom actually drove a Monte Carlo. But the Monte Carlo, there's too many syllables.
Yeah.
So tell me, mama, what did daddy do to turn that Monte Carlo? You couldn't fit it in.
Yeah. The other thing it reminds me of is, I grew up in a small town in West Virginia. And my buddy, his dad gave him a Pontiac, a red, it was like a boat. It was a big red boat.
A Bonneville or something, yeah, one of those big old hoopties.
And the radio didn't, only thing that worked in it was the cassette player. And all we could listen to, we had three cassettes. We had Bad Company, Foreigner, and Styx.
Well,
and
those are three good ones to have.
And just driving around. So when I hear that song, it takes me back to my high school days.
Oh, yeah.
Cruising around West Virginia, listening to Styx and Foreigner and Bad Company.
And it was kind of cool to call it Pontiac, too, since that brand is non-existent now. So it's just... And Pontiac's just a cool name.
It really is.
It's a shame.
Were they the symbol? It was like a triangle, right?
Yeah.
Pontiac?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they had some. Yeah, I had a buddy. He had one of those little Pontiac. Was it a Fiero?
Yes.
Looked like a little mini wannabe Ferrari or something. I don't know. But, yeah.
They can only wish. So you're on the stage tonight with Nate Smith, Ash Cook, Alexandra Kay, Julia Watson. What can we expect from Aaron Watson tonight?
Well, I don't know. I'm just going to sing some songs, I guess. And I kind of just, you know, I kind of sometimes with my set list, I'm kind of like a quarterback reading the defense.
Nice.
So it's like, you know, if I feel like they want a fast one or a slow one.
You get thrown an audible.
Yeah, I'll throw an audible at them. But, yeah, I'm just excited to be here. I appreciate y'all's support. I've got some pretty exciting things coming up. I got a 5-year plan.
All right.
Where, you know, I'm going to be seeing a lot of you guys.
We hope so.
We've got a new record that we're working on right now. It's the best record I've ever made. And, I don't know. I feel like I'm just, you know, I've been doing this for forever. And now I've got a son who's recording an album this fall.
Very nice.
And so I don't know. I think the old man is like, I've got to step it up a little bit or I'm going to be opening up for that little punk, you know?
Oh, man.
But it's good times. I'm there's no country artist having more fun than me right now. I'm playing a lot of these shows with my son and my daughter sings with me, and I'm just like, it just doesn't get any better. I just love what I do. I'm very, very thankful.
Well, we can't wait to hear you tonight. Come on down. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7. Aaron Watson, thanks for joining
the show.
Thank
you, brother. Appreciate you.